On a visit to the West Country, Lord Heseltine has repeated his view that it's time for central government to reverse the long process of concentrating power in Westminster and Whitehall that has crippled the ability of the regions to drive their national economy in the way their counterparts do elsewhere in Europe. I put that view to the Business Secretary, Vince Cable, and suggested the government simply wasn't listening and that the coalition's supposed commitment to localism is just a sham.
No, it isn't, and I do agree with Lord Heseltine's basic argument. I mean, over the years, councils have had less and less powers and more decisions have been made centrally, and we certainly should be working to a position where local authorities have more control over their own revenue, their own investment decisions, and so on. And what we've done under this government is to begin to reverse this centralisation. We've struck city deals. There's one already up and running with Bristol. There are others that are in train for Plymouth and Swindon. And we negotiate effectively with the local enterprise partnerships, which are partnerships of local business and the local councils in those areas, things that they should be doing on their own to promote their own development.
Well, we'll come on to the powers that they may have in a moment, but just to challenge what you've said, Professor Robin Hamilton of at the University of the West of England says that the so-called Localism Act contains over 140 elements of additional centralisation. It should be called the Centralisation Act. No wonder people are disillusioned about local government.
Well, I don't recognise that at all. I mean, the Localism Bill was basically saying to local councils, if you get a local plan agreed in your local area, that will take precedence in planning decisions. I'm not quite sure how that's a centralising measure, but there is difficulties, particularly in planning, where we do have to balance the wider national interest with local interest. And if you're talking about big investments in renewable energy or big railway projects, I think most people would feel it's the wider national interest that should count in relation to overwhelmingly local objections. And there has to be a balance and there has to be a democratic process.
In planning, maybe, but in that context, the local enterprise partnerships have their hands tied behind their backs. They themselves feel, don't they? They're trying to kickstart the local economy, but they're reliant on Whitehall handouts or the pathetic and unfunded support of emasculated local authorities.
Well, you're using quite emotional language, and I don't think
that quite fits. Because people feel emotional about it.
Yes.
They do see that Whitehall is not divesting itself of power, despite all the political rhetoric.
Well, I think it is, and these local enterprise partnerships are actually doing, I mean, they've only been running for a couple of years, but are actually doing a lot, and a lot of very good work. Just to give one small example, we have this regional growth fund, which is designed to help development in parts of the UK that are not doing economically well. And one of the earliest projects we agreed was to help Plymouth via its university and the local council, amongst others, to disperse funding for local small enterprises. And the local newspaper played a role in advertising it. And this is not something we can direct and control from central government. We just trusted the local partners to get on and do it. And there are thousands of initiatives like that happening around the country, and it is much the best way to deal with local development.
So who really controls the cash and the assets that used to roll, albeit imperfectly, through the former Regional Development Agency?
Those were public sector bureaucracies, and we didn't think, frankly, they operated very efficiently. What happens now is that it's a combination of things. There is a regional growth fund that has to be bid for. There are these city deals, agreements that we're striking with big cities, and I said Bristol already has one up and running, and the local enterprise partnerships will increasingly have decision-making power over local transport and over local business services. And we're in the process of developing. It's an evolving system. It's not something where you decide one moment that the world has fundamentally changed, but we are doing what we can to shift what you quite rightly describe as an over-centralised system into reverse.
So what's your school report on the LEP so far then? Satisfactory progress? Could do better?
They're varied. Some of them are absolutely brilliant and innovative, and actually the West of England is one of the really good ones. Others are struggling to get off the ground. Most of them are now launched. It's variable, but it's a new system. The key is that they have proper business participation. That's something we haven't had before. That's not the way the old regional development agencies used to work. They were very remote. The whole of the southwest was run out of Bristol, whereas we now have a local enterprise partnership for Cornwall. The Cornwall LEP is very effective. It's very plugged into local business and community feeling, and it's a much better system.
Just on this question of localism, though, Colin Skellett, the chair of Wessex Water, and perhaps more pertinent recently, the chair of the West of England LEP, has bemoaned what he calls the Stalinist tendencies of central control in many Whitehall departments. Is your department guilty of that?
Absolutely not. Indeed, we are actively promoting and supporting local enterprise partnerships, and indeed we want to do what we can to support this process of devolution. If it was left to me, to be frank, I mean, I would give local authorities much more freedom in terms of setting their own tax rates and borrowing, but of course we do have to take account of the fact that we've got a national financial crisis and we have to maintain some kind of discipline on the public sector as a whole. But I mean, ideally, that's the direction we should be going in.